Welcome to my podcast. Now, I'm only here to maybe help get some advice or something from people. Like, I'm not really good with this kind of stuff, so I was hoping maybe I can get some advice. I'm trying to write a book. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read you what I have so far. And maybe you can help me. Now, this is really hard for someone like me, because sometimes you run out of ideas. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to start now. I woke up to the taste of sulfur in the air. I felt nauseated and sick. I couldn't breathe. There was a tremendous weight on my chest. I could hear soft female moans. I was deeply confused. I couldn't move my body. There was something rubbing against my chest, and I opened my eyes, and I saw a woman with horns and a tail. I soon realized there was a succubus on my chest. Then there was a sudden scream. Get away from my husband, demon! Soon the succubus' head fell off and blood spurted everywhere. I raised my body up and felt arms wrap around me. It was my wife, Melina. Isaac, I thought I lost you, she said. Don't worry, honey. I would never forsake our love, I said. I then put her in a lip lock and tossed her on the bed. We then slowly embraced each other's love. We fell asleep sometime later, and we would always be together. I can remember the time when we first met. She and I were young, and I was also the one to protect her. She was teased, bullied, and harassed because of her lost arm. I couldn't stand there and let that happen, so I decided to protect her, no matter what happened. When we were teenagers, she asked, "If we get married, you'll also be able to protect me." Soon later we did, but we haven't lived happily ever after. Ugh. I soon opened my eyes and lifted myself up. It was morning, and there was no demons to be seen, hopefully. I got out of the bed and grabbed and put on a shirt on. Melina was still asleep. I decided not to bother her. I opened the door and left the room. We were staying in an inn, so it was usually loud in the morning. I sat down and ordered a whiskey. I saw a girl walking toward me. I ignored it. Until she sat next to me. Hey, pretty boy. How about you join me in my room for some fun? She asked. No, I have a wife. Leave me alone, I replied. But why not? Just for pretty old me, she said. I saw the bartender looking at me. He knew I wanted to be left alone. Now, miss, I'm not going to let you harass my customers. There's a brothel down the street. Go look there for men. The woman got mad but left anyway. I looked at the bartender. Hey, thanks for that, I said. He looked at me and smiled. Well, this isn't a place for men to be seduced, so I'm not letting that happen. For a dwarf, he had a sense of humor. Well, anyways, the name's Deckard, he said. Oh, and my name's Isaac, I replied. I went back to drinking my whiskey when a loud slam came from the front door. I looked toward it to see 5 Templars enter the room. We have evidence that a man with dark blue hair is in possession of a legal object and must be found and arrested as soon as possible, the front one said. Damn her, I muttered to myself. I went ahead and downed the rest of my whiskey. I slowly reached for my dagger so I can avoid being arrested. I heard their footsteps nearing me. Now that's all I got. It's like 4 minutes worth of a story, but that's the problem. I can't figure out how to get from there. So I was hoping that if I post this podcast, I can get some useful advice from other writers. And this is really hard. I'm also looking for a title, too. I mean, I practically already have 2 chapters worth, but I'm still working on it. So I was thinking maybe I could get some help. Now, this podcast will be a lot shorter than usual. Than any other podcast you ever probably read, but this is just because I need some help first. And the hard part is, I really don't know. So, I was hoping I could get some help. Now, me being the age I am, you might not think he's a little young to writing such a mature book. Well, it's going to be a novel. That's my plan. And I wanted to write it that way because it's the way I feel like it should be. And I prefer it. that way. So I was just hoping I could get some help, maybe, and I could actually get support. Because I know there's a lot of people who are jerks, and will probably just dislike the video just because of my voice. But I personally don't care. So, if there's anyone there who can help me, please just comment down below, and I'll look at it for support. Now, I'm not that famous or anything. I'm probably like a 4 subscribers, but I really don't care. All I want is help. And if I can get some help, I'm okay with that. Thank you, subscribe, and leave a like. See ya.